Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, four roommates became convinced there was something going on in their house. But after one of them moved out, every strange thing stopped. So was the house ever really haunted at all?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, it is. Thank you very much for listening. We appreciate it. And if you have a real ghost story, we would love for you to share it with us. If you want to call it in, it's 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And wherever you are listening, hit subscribe. It's super easy. We would appreciate that very much. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon is here today. You doing good?
Yes, being jealous as hell of you.
Because I will tell everyone why. I'm going to two Cubs games this weekend.
And if I was in Kansas, I would be going to two Cubs games this weekend.
Yeah,
too.
They're playing in Kansas City. And so I'm going to go up tomorrow and go to the game tomorrow night with our brother, his wife, our nephew and his wife.
Fun.
Yeah, Tanner and Kristen. And then Sunday, I'm going with some of my other friends that I haven't seen forever. So that's going to be fun. Then I'm just driving home after the game on Sunday.
And these friends are kind of old-time baseball friends of ours.
Yeah, we went to my friend Ted. I like to think he's come around now and quit being a St. Louis Cardinals fan.
I don't know. It's hard to take that out of somebody's system when they really are dedicated.
The reason he was a Cardinals fan was he was dating this guy at the time.
Nothing burger.
He was dating this guy, and the guy's dad was a big St. Louis Cardinals fan. They started watching baseball together. And okay. So that's how he became a Cardinals fan. But he broke up with that guy.
Okay.
And so now I'm thinking he has no reason to be a Cardinals fan.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping maybe he'll, now he lives in Kansas City. So I can
see him. Come to the light.
I could see him jumping on the American League bandwagon since they've got a team right there. Yeah. So it'll be fun to go to the game with them.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Because I haven't seen him much since he moved to Kansas City.
Yeah, and it's so fun. I'm super jealous this weekend. I would totally be going, but...
Yeah, and then I think
just another time.
In 4 weeks, I'm going to Wrigley Field.
See, there you go. You're killing me this year.
No. Just one
Usually
game.
Usually I go,
just one
but
game
we had a
year.
New baby.
So. Yeah, it's hard for you to do it. And I tried. I was like, Kathy, is there any way you can get to Wrigley Field? And if so, when? But between my hip replacement and you having a new grandbaby, it kind of took your whole summer.
Yeah, pretty much.
So if I wouldn't have had the hip replacement, we could have maybe gone instead. And some days I wonder, why did I have it done? Because it's just it's not that great. It will be. It will be. I have hope. I do have hope.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this story, because this is one of those, is it the house that's haunted or is it the person? Say that you are living in a non-haunted house, but you have someone move in who the activity seems to follow that person. Now, do you think you're living in a haunted house when it's really that person?
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. It says, hey, I heard you guys talking about how sometimes it might be a person who's haunted and not necessarily the place they're living in. Well, I think my old roommate was haunted.
Okay.
I definitely didn't think that when we were living together. At the time, all four of us were completely convinced there was something wrong with our house. This was several years ago. I was in my early 20s. We rented a house together because none of us could really afford a decent place of our own. The house was built probably in the 50s, maybe the 60s. It had four bedrooms, a big living room, and enough space that we weren't constantly on top of each other. Most importantly, split four ways, the rent was cheap. For the sake of the story, I will call the roommate I'm talking about Jane. The strange things started within the first couple of weeks, although none of us immediately jumped to haunted. We all had different schedules, so there was almost always someone coming or going. If I heard footsteps upstairs, I assumed somebody was home. The light was left on. One of us had probably forgotten about it. The first thing that really bothered me happened one afternoon when I came home from work and I thought Jane was upstairs. I could hear someone walking around over my head while I was in the kitchen, followed by the very distinctive sound of one of the bedroom closet doors sliding shut. I called up to her but got no answer, so I went upstairs and no one was there. I texted the group, and all three of my roommates were either at work or out running errands. It creeped me out, but I still convinced myself I had mistaken something else for footsteps. A week or so later, another roommate said she had heard someone in the kitchen around 2 a.m. She could hear cabinets opening and what sounded like someone setting a glass down on the counter. She assumed one of us was getting something to drink. The next morning, she asked who had been up. Nobody had. That was when we all started paying more attention, and once we did, we realized quite a few things were happening. A lamp in the living room would occasionally be on in the morning, even though the last person to bed swore she had turned it off. We would hear someone coming up the stairs and wait for a roommate to appear, only to realize everyone who was home was already in the room. One night, I was reading in bed, and I heard two very clear knocks on my bedroom door. I said, "Come in," without looking up, but after a few seconds, nobody opened it. When I finally checked, the hallway was empty and the other girls were downstairs watching TV. None of it happened often enough to make the house unbearable. Something might happen several nights in a row, then we'd go a couple weeks without anything strange. We mostly joked about having a ghost, although there were definitely nights when one of us suddenly decided she didn't want to be upstairs alone. Jane seemed to have more experiences than all of us. She regularly heard footsteps outside her bedroom late at night. A couple times she woke up because she thought someone had sat down on the edge of her bed. She also liked to leave her bedroom door almost closed when she slept, but every so often she would wake up and find it wide open. We teased her that apparently the ghost liked her best. Jane wasn't particularly bothered by that idea. She mentioned that she had experienced strange things in other places she had lived, including the apartment she was in before moving into the house with us. At the time, none of us thought much about it. I assumed she was simply more open to paranormal things and probably noticed the things the rest of us ignored. After about a year, Jane decided to move in with her boyfriend. We helped her pack, divided up a few things we had bought for the house together, and eventually found another roommate to take over her part of the rent. I remember joking that she needed to take the ghost with her, and apparently she did. We didn't notice the change immediately. A few weeks after Jay moved out, three of us were sitting in the living room when somebody mentioned that nothing strange had happened lately. Once she said it, we all realized she was right. There had been no footsteps, no cabinets opening in the middle of the night, no lights turning on, no knocks on bedroom doors. We initially assumed whatever had been in the house had simply moved on, and eventually we stopped talking about it altogether. We stayed in that house a couple more years. I can't remember a single unexplained thing happening after Jane left. Then maybe 2 months after she moved into her boyfriend's apartment, Jane called me. Strange things were happening there. She and her boyfriend were hearing footsteps in the hallway when they were both already in bed. Once her boyfriend was in the bathroom and thought he heard someone walking in the living room, thought it was Jane, but she was still at work. One night, while they were both in bed, something knocked hard against their bedroom door. That was apparently the moment the boyfriend stopped making jokes about Jane's stories. As she was telling me everything, I remember getting a strange feeling because it sounded so familiar. The individual incidents weren't exactly the same, but the pattern was. I asked if she remembered us joking that she needed to take our ghost with her. She got quiet and said she'd been wondering the same thing. After that, the four of us started comparing notes about the old house, and the more we talked, the more obvious something became that none of us had ever noticed while we were living there. Most of the activity happened when Jane was home. It wasn't always happening directly to her, which was probably why we never made the connection. I had heard footsteps upstairs while Jane was downstairs. Another roommate heard cabinets opening while Jane was asleep. We all experienced things independently, so naturally we assumed the house itself was haunted. But when we really thought back, none of us could remember much happening when Jane was gone overnight. That got Jane thinking about the places she had lived before our house. She had experienced strange things in her previous apartment, too. Before that, she had shared a place with another friend who complained about hearing someone walking around at night. Jane had assumed she had always simply lived in a surprising number of strange houses. Now she wasn't so sure. We've stayed in touch over the years. Every once in a while, the subject still comes up. According to Jane, whatever this is seems to follow the same pattern. She can go months without anything happening, and suddenly it starts up again. Her boyfriend eventually became her husband. He has experienced enough himself that Jane at least knows she isn't imagining it. The thing that convinced me more than anything happened a few years after we stopped living together. Jane came back to town for a wedding, stayed several nights with another friend who knew absolutely nothing about our old house or Jane's experiences. After the second night, that friend asked Jane if she had heard someone walking around upstairs after midnight. There was nobody else in the house. So I don't know whether something is attached to Jane, whether she somehow attracts paranormal activity, whether there's another explanation none of us have thought of. What I do know is the house that the four of us were convinced was haunted became completely normal after Jane moved out. Thanks for letting me share this. I'd be curious if you've ever heard from other people who realized years later they might have been the common denominator. Thanks for all the great stories. Hope you have a good week. And I was looking for the name. Sorry, I do not see it. We tease that about you. Every place you live is haunted. But then I can't joke too much because I've had weird things happen in a lot of places I lived in.
Okay. I've got a couple thoughts here. One is, I definitely think someone can have something attached to them or attached to objects they're dragging around with them.
Yeah, agreed.
Their bed or mirror or whatever. So I definitely think that that is a possibility. I think you could have someone that's like that, that moves into a haunted house, right? I mean, you can have both things happen at the same time. So it's hard to differentiate if it's, is it the house? Is it them? Is it? So I definitely think it could be. This story just strikes, and I'm just going to, I know you don't want to hear this, but I'm going to throw it out there. Are we positively sure Jane wasn't an attention seeker?
Yeah, but if you're hearing things happening and Jane's downstairs and someone's walking around.
Or is Jane really downstairs? Like, when we say that, now, maybe so, but maybe Jane goes, oh, it couldn't have been me. I was downstairs.
Well, they did agree that Jane was the common denominator.
And it just does strike me a little funny that more of it happens to Jane. So Jane gets up in the morning and goes, oh, gosh, something was sitting on my bed last night. Oh, gosh, somebody was at my door last night. Oh, gosh. Jane's getting a lot of attention out of this. I'm just throwing it out there. Not to say it has to be, but I do think there are people in this world that could do this for attention.
But, like, you know, if her and her boyfriend are in bed together. And
that's what she told them.
Yeah. And did the boyfriend tell him that?
Exactly. Could be. That's what could I'm be. Saying. I'm just saying, you know, that's what Jane said.
But did the it? Question is what this person is asking. There was enough activity. They thought they were living in a haunted house.
Right.
Could it be that it's not the house was haunted? Could it be a person?
Oh, absolutely.
Bringing something in.
You bet. There's
no
question.
Think it's, and your theory is valid as well. But I do think that there can be hauntings that are connected to people, connected to things.
No,
that,
I'm with you 100%. That can totally happen. And I am not ruling that out at all. I'm just also throwing in one more possibility. There are people that are just out there for, you know, want to be kind of the center and aren't getting enough attention. So there's ways to do it. I'm wondering.
Was it the house or was it Jane? And could you, wouldn't that be awesome? And yeah, they talk to all of them and they talk about the hauntings. And then it's at the end, you find out Jane's been doing it all along.
You know, I mean, if you completely trusted her, right? And you had no reason to think, I mean, anything else, but you could go, I heard you, you know, in your room or something. Jane goes, couldn't have been me. You know, I've been in the kitchen the whole time. Was Jane really in the kitchen the whole time?
Or, and Jane's going to, you know, one-up everybody.
If they really look at this, really look back, right? Was there some way that, you know, she said maybe she heard a knock or something? Well, that could have been Jane.
But they did, you know, look back and go, Jane was here every time it happened. So they did establish that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It just seems pretty coincidental. I'm just throwing it out there. Now, on the other hand, could it have been just Jane is dragging something around with her? Because we tease that I do. And so I'm not saying that's impossible. It just seems like wherever I've ended up, things have happened. But and that's possible. Jane could just be one of those people like me that seems to have kind of something going on, some attachment there that's happening. That's definitely possible.
I'm just
the thinking. Weirdness comes when it's all the above, right? Where you have a haunted house and a person that's got things going on and you can't even separate it out.
What up with Jane? I think I'll start a new podcast.
I'm just throwing it out there.
What the deal with Jane?
Really think now, right? Really think. Are you positive that Jane wasn't just
possessed?
Or, you know, well, I wasn't in the bathroom, or was she?
Oh, now we need Keith Morrison to do this.
Keith Morrison, or was she?
Hmm.
Well. Yeah, it was a beautiful sunny day.
Well, well, let's go to our next caller.
I'm Ashley from Indiana, and I just want to tell you a quick little story. When I was pregnant with my first son, me and my husband were sleeping in our apartment. You know, we've got the door shut and we have a box fan on a chair at the end of our bed because I have to have a fan. I need the noise and the air. And anyway, so we go to sleep. I start, you know, dreaming, but my dream is that I'm in my bed in our apartment, you know, with my husband lying next to me. And, you know, so I'm unaware that I'm dreaming. I'm thinking that I'm still awake because, you know, I'm dreaming that I'm in my bedroom. So I start to hear my fan, the speeds go up and down, you know, like someone is sitting over there turning the speeds from, you know, slow to fast and all that stuff. And I know my husband's right next to me and there was obviously no one else in the apartment. So I kind of get a little freaked out. I try to wake my husband up and I can't wake him up. Usually he's a pretty light sleeper. I can wake him up pretty easy, and I can't wake him up. So I'm kind of nudging him and, you know, whispering his name, and whatever was messing with the fan was not, didn't want me to wake him up because it kept on, you know, the speeds would get a little bit faster and it was kind of like running around the room trying to get out, but the door was closed. And, like, I couldn't really see it. I mean, 'cause it was dark, but I could sense it. I could sense that it was kind of panicking, and, you know, and the more it did that, I was getting more scared, and I'm really, really trying to wake up my husband at this point and shaking him, and I'm getting more frightened and, you know, yelling his name at this point, and I'm starting to cry, and then eventually I wake up. I'm aware that I was dreaming. I cry, and he wakes up, and he's like, no, what was that? Are you okay? What happened? So I tell him my dream, and he calms me down, and we eventually go back to sleep, and really, I don't really think anything of it because I, you know, pregnant women kind of have crazy dreams, and, you know, I used to have nightmares when I was a kid, so I'm thinking, okay, this is what that is. Oh, sorry, that's my cat. My husband tells me, I'm just talking about the dream, like, man, it's so crazy, this dream is so real, and it was so scary, I couldn't believe it. And my husband said, well, I didn't want to tell you at the time because I knew you wouldn't go back to sleep, but the very second he woke me up, I heard a very loud, very angry growl in my ear. I didn't hear anything at all. He said he heard this as soon as he woke up. he said he was, you know, really scared, but he didn't want to freak me out any more than I already was. So he decided to kind of keep it to himself till the next day, and it's just my blood kind of went cold, and I was like, oh my gosh, you know, what's in our apartment? And he's never felt comfortable there, but yeah, so that's my story, just kind of a short one, but definitely one of the more scarier ones, scarier things that's happened to me. So yeah, I hope to hear this, and have a great day.
That's really a weird thing to wake up and hear a growl. I would not like that at all.
No, no.
Gotta move, gotta move.
I'm with you on that. Any growling thing. I was just going to say, I knew it was going to happen. Like, he calms her down. They both relax, lay down to go back to sleep again. And the fan goes click, click. It goes higher.
Yeah, right. So I don't know what that was.
I'm a little surprised he told her like that quickly. That's probably one of those things I would have waited a year to tell somebody. Get her through the pregnancy, get her through everything so she's calmed down. I wouldn't want her to go to bed the next night fearing this again. You know?
That's what I was going to say. Like, I wouldn't tell her while she was pregnant.
I would have waited quite some time before I would have mentioned it. I don't know. Can our dreams be infiltrated, or do we have something going on around us that we're semi-aware of, and then we develop dreams to incorporate it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So that there is something out here that's, you know, evil, that's not good. And what we do is we develop a storyline in our dream to support this fear that we have.
I think that happens all the time.
I do too. But I'm just wondering if that kind of happened to her, that there really was something creepy.
I think she felt that from the dream, mm-hmm. you know, because she's trying to wake up her boyfriend in the dream and she can't get him awake.
Because I don't think the fan was really going up and down necessarily. I think she was dreaming, like constructing a story in her brain, because you have to do something, right, for fear. And so she's channeling this fear because she's sensing whatever is out here. And the husband gets this weird growl business. I think there was something going on in the room.
My question is, like, that's a weird one-off. Like, some other shit going down, because that's weird too. Because her dream could have just been that, a dream. But then mm-hmm. he hears the weird growl. That's weird. So it's like, is other stuff going on? If that was just one night, one weird thing, I think I could convince myself I had a weird dream and he had a weird dream.
Yeah.
But if it was, you know, more stuff going on, because I'm pretty good about convincing myself that things don't happen.
But it's hard to fathom that there's only this one activity. But you know what? She alluded at the end that she was always creeped out by this apartment. Kind of at the end, she was like, you know, we moved. I'm glad, I was always uneasy there.
Which could be why you have weird dreams. Because mm-hmm. you're uneasy in the apartment and you're pregnant.
Yeah.
And those could cause a really strange dream. It's like, what happened with this growling sound? That's the one I'm really worried about.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think something was in the apartment. I think the dreams or the uneasiness is, you know, of course, your response to this strange, you know, whatever going on in the apartment, whatever seems to be there. It sounds like it's a menopausal woman dream. The fan's hot. The fan's cold. Oh, my God. Turn up the fan. No,
she's
no,
not
you know.
Menopausal. She's just pregnant. It causes a lot of the same
There's
issues.
There's a lot of hormones.
There's
stuff
a
going
lot
on.
Going
like,
on.
Oh, I'm so hot. No, I'm too cold. Now I'm too hot.
If you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. Call it in. It's 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com and become a premium subscriber if you'd like. Get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, and you can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.